Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore. Baltimore positive. We're positively into, well, the salad days. We're 25 years into this thing. We have been celebrating all of our anniversaries, and the Orioles were celebrating their 40th anniversary this week. We were at Costas and Drug City last week. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with Win Donation. I did have the crab mallet out from Raskin Globe, and everyone is amazed by the crab mallet that actually opens beer on the other side. Leonard Raskin missed out on that. He's down at the beach living his best summer life. You can find him out at Raskin Global as well as at Baltimore Positive. And from what I'm understanding, you can find him at Oriole Park at Camden Yards at some point. Dude, when the Orioles are bringing you back from Delaware and the beach on 85-degree summer midweek days, it's not because you're looking to beat the traffic, right?
No. It's because the boy, we want to take the boy and go out to a game. And next Monday, he's back to the Ohio State for school.
So this is, you send him off to college to gain a little knowledge, a little Jimmy Buffett reference there.
I got it.
You send him off, and like all of these kids that go to school that are going away, they might wind up missing the World Series in Baltimore unless you start importing them back in late October. And that messes with band camp. I got to be honest with you in your world, right?
Hey, look, he's busy. He's out there. But if the O's are World Series bound and he's never seen anything of the like, we'll have to find a 45-minute Southwest jet and put him on it, bring him home for a game. And if he misses a class or two, his 4-0 will survive it.
Listen, I bitch about giving Angelos $18 on a Tuesday night against the Astros, right? I must say this. You're our money guy. You're our financial insider. We all sort of know what a trip to London cost to see the Ravens play, or what a Super Bowl trip to Vegas would cost if Lamar can navigate the AFC in late January, which I think, you know, there's healthy skepticism about that. That being said, Luke tells me we're now, and I know you're not a wagering guy because you save money,
no,
you gamble money, but Luke tells me we're 95% to play postseason baseball here based on if the Orioles played just 500 baseball the next 7 weeks, they would win 95 games. So that being said, I've told everybody, you better know a Leonard Raskin, you better have saved your money. You know, because if there's World Series games here, you can say, well, I don't have the $850 each that it's going to cost to have an upper deck seat or whatever that number is going to be. And you're going to say, you've had 40 years to save your money for this, right? That's what you're going to say,
well,
right?
You know, you shouldn't have gone to Taylor Swift. unless you were a truck driver.
You shouldn't have mortgaged it all on Beyonce last week.
That's right. With Wes Moore, hanging out with Wes Moore at Beyonce. That's exactly right. He's loving being governor.
You're not even a Democrat. You know more about what the Democrats are doing than me. I was in Pennsylvania.
You got to pay attention to the man that wants to be president.
Yeah, I was in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is a mix of he lied, lock him up, and Trump 2024. And I was in Harrisburg over the weekend. I was up north with Pat the Great, great Pat Benatar. Pat Benatar was better than anything
she
I've
rocked,
seen.
Huh?
She was unbelievable. So I've been doing my thing, but this Oriole baseball thing, it is
phenomenal.
And I guess this is the point where, like, I'm up in Pennsylvania with my wife, with friends, eating a burger, enjoying the river in Sunbury. And I'm looking down on my phone and I'm seeing Rick Dempsey doing his OR on my phone.
He almost couldn't spell. He almost couldn't spell it.
Kind of had a little
backwards. Got a little confused there on the R-I, and then he picked it back up.
Well, it's been a little while for him, for Wild Bill and all that.
Right.
I think it's been a little while for all of us, though, to have the middle of August talking about, do I have enough money for playoff tickets? Can I get the kid back from the beach to get one more game before college? Which series am I going to – how am I going to stay up late this weekend? We're going to Seattle. These are really – and I talked to Dennis about this, but I talked to all of our guests at Costas and at Drug City about this thing where baseball – Billy Yerman came on. All of you are my friends. I've loved all of you for 10 years, 20 years. You know one thing I've had in common with all of you? I haven't been to a baseball game with any of you. Because none of you have been
crazy
to baseball games, and you haven't called.
Right, we haven't gone.
We haven't gone together in a long time.
You know, I saw in my Facebook feed, because, you know, things just pop up there naturally. You think about something. I don't even know how it works. I know when you're near something or you're talking about something,
It's
but when
like
you think about
ESPN,
something,
right? Exactly.
ESPF, you know, whatever it is. So up on my Facebook feed pops guaranteed playoff tickets with the purchase of the 2024 season tickets.
See, they haven't served me that ad. They
well,
just
you
go
have,
online.
you will today. You will
now,
today.
I haven't bought tickets
Just
for
wait.
the Orioles in a while. I get Oriole ads. You know, I have gotten Oriole ads to buy tickets for the Astro series this week. I've seen
Right,
those, but
right.
I
But if
haven't
you,
seen the
so you haven't
get on
bought
the
or you
orange
haven't
carpet.
gone
I
on,
haven't been the
have you gone
$60
on to
offer.
look at anything?
I haven't gotten the $60 monthly offer on my feed yet. Now, I mean, I see all their ads. I watch 4 hours of baseball.
No,
Rob
but I'm saying
Long's
if you
pimping
go
it,
on,
right?
yeah, right. If you go on to the I think it's SeatGeek now or StubHub, one of the
Okay.
two, I can't remember. One of the two of them is where you buy your tickets now. It's not Ticketmaster anymore. They like left Ticketmaster or something. So you go to this click, and if you click on a ticket, man, then your feed is full of tickets and every kind of everything about
So,
buying
but
tickets and
here's the
next
thing
year's
about it.
tickets.
The playoff tickets are going to be really expensive. And I'm
You
just
think?
trying to get people
How
ready.
much you think they're going to be? You think they're going to be dramatically higher than the regular season? They're just going to go crazy?
Yeah, Major League Baseball gets involved and takes the money. Yeah.
Even if you're a season ticket holder?
This is not, you're not getting box seats for $85 for the
No,
playoffs.
they're 100 and a quarter. So let's say they're what, 250 for playoffs? You think they're going to be 1,000? Hundreds?
I think it moves in rounds, and I
Okay.
think it moves in waves because it's all variable. It's all Bruce Springsteen, Taylor Swift pricing,
Supply
right?
and demand
So you
pricing.
for me saying these are the prices, I've monitored this in Philadelphia. I monitored it with San
Okay.
Diego last year. San Diego got first time in, and I was monitoring prices. You know what it is? You want to go to a playoff game in Atlanta? No problem. Nobody cares. They're there every year. You want to go to a playoff game in New
Right.
York, the Yankees? You can't because you're
Right.
not going to make the playoffs this year. But when you do, it's not expensive. It's
When's the
not
last time the Yankees and the
expensive
Red Sox missed?
in
Woo.
places where they've played a lot. It's not
Yeah.
expensive in
Right.
places that's first time in. You know, when
In how
banks
many
compete, you
years?
win. You know, so
Yes,
you and Dennis are going to
sure.
be competing with each other to see who will pay
Yeah.
more for that ticket. But I'm just
Exactly.
saying, like, there's not going to be any $25 playoff tickets. I don't think there's going to be any
No.
$75 playoff tickets. I think the
Splash
playoff
zone.
tickets are going to start at $1.50 upstairs. In my mind, that's where you're going to be.
You think the what is it, the center field porch or the standing room flag court, were they $18? They're gonna go for 100.
I think minimum. I don't think
Ooh.
anybody's getting into a playoff
Wow.
game for 50 or 75 bucks
Wow.
here. I don't think
Wow.
that. But what I'm saying is the World Series, the further you go in,
Yes, the more
which
they're
they
gonna
are, right?
pay.
I'm in for $1.25
It's an
for
algorithm. It's all
upstairs in
computerized
game
these
two of
days.
the first round, and then they win. Oh, okay, now we got championship series. That's gonna be 350 or four and a
I hear
quarter,
you.
right? So
I
we're gonna
hear
do
you.
one of those games. So my wife and I are gonna
Right, and
do
go to game one.
$800
Go to game one.
to go to game one of the ALCS. And now, like, we win, but I got offered tickets for game five, but they're 5.25 each now, all of a sudden.
I
So
hear
now
you.
I'm in for
I hear you.
$1,200 for game. That's what it's gonna be like
Well, it's
that.
a,
That's what
you
it's gonna
know, I
be.
hate to
Yeah.
say it, but it could be a once in a lifetime thing.
You've had 40 years to save your money.
To wait. You had 40 years to save, just like you were saving for Disney World. Now you're saving for Orioles playoffs and World Series with the Mountain closing it out for the win.
Well, so Buck Showalter comes in this weekend and gets
Yes.
weepy-eyed and watches the
Yes.
83 team and all that. This is, I'm just saying right now, financially, okay? I don't think
Yep.
anybody thought we were winning the World Series in 2016, but we all thought that Zach Britton should have taken the ball. Hey, if he
Yeah.
takes the ball, you would have spent all that money in the next round back in 2016. You put that money with Leonard Raskin or with someone responsible. All of a sudden, you
You
saved
got
up for
some coin.
college for your
You got
kid,
some
right?
coin. Absolutely. Well, hey, look, everybody has to, you got to save. You got to put that money away. You got to invest it. And you got those times and things that you spend it on. So if you're a fan, and you've been going. Look, there's people that have been going to games, 80 games, 40 games. I mean, I see it in my feed. I know who they are. So if you're going to those games and you bag out now in the playoff, I just hope you sold your ticket for a fortune. That's all.
Well, to your point, and this would be the interesting part for me. All right, Leonard Raskin, you're a man of means. You like baseball. You could drag your wife, me, a buddy, a client. So you'll take in on the like a okay, I'll buy a pair next year at $2,400 or what, you know, whatever
Yeah,
that number is. I'll get tickets that I like for next year. I'll worry about next year, next year.
That's right.
I'll buy the tickets and they'll give me the playoff package. And they
They give
say,
me the
Leonard,
rights.
welcome to the Orange Club. First round is $1,400. Second round is $2,800. World Series, $5,000 for a straight. You know what I mean? Like that's
Right. No,
what
I
you're
get
staring
it.
at. So if you
I get
do
it.
it, you're staring at, if they go to the World Series, this is going to cost me four, six, eight. It's going to sound like a
A
Ravens
Ravens
season
ticket.
book.
It's
Right.
going to sound like a Ravens ticket.
Right. It is.
It is. And we got Saturday night preseason against the Eagles. So we know how that goes.
Are you
But you're
using
right.
those or no? Are you for
I
toilet
may.
paper,
I,
birdcage? What are
no,
you doing with
well, you
those?
know, I'm not usually a preseason guy, but I have a colleague who is a diehard Eagles fan who'd like to go to the game. Wife wants to go to the game. So I may end up there Saturday night. Who
Nice
knows?
night. Nice night out. Gets
Nice
right.
night out in Baltimore.
Fresh
What the
air.
heck? You know, some right, some fresh air, some Lamar for like a play. Is he going to play
No,
a play? Not even a play?
listen,
One
don't
play?
tell your buddy in Philly that Jalen Hurts isn't playing.
Yeah,
Nobody's
I get
playing.
that. Yeah, but I figured Lamar hasn't been on the field in a year. Maybe he'd
Lucas
play a play.
promised me that David Ajabo and Odafe Owa will be running around. There'll be a battle for left guard. You'll get a real good look at the third and fourth string of everything, you know, this week. So
Right,
that's what it's
right.
gonna, I mean,
Who's
that's what
quarterback? Who's our quarterback?
that would be
Is
Josh
that
Johnson and that would be Snoop. Yeah, Snoop.
Snoop Huntley? And we brought Josh Johnson back. How about that? That guy has been with 20 teams, I think. He's played for more teams in the league than probably anybody else. That dude's got a jersey from everywhere. Good for him. He's still around, still fighting for a chance to get on the field. Somebody still wants him. What the heck? You know, why
All you
not?
got to do is win ball games if called upon. That's all I'm saying,
All
right?
you got to do is show up if called upon. I guess he wins, but clearly not enough to be a starter somewhere. But he's backed up and played everywhere.
I love
Anyway,
these
back to the
first world
birds.
problems we have. You know,
Yeah, that's what
of
we have.
playoff
Back to the
baseball and third
birds.
string
Our
quarterbacks and hope.
orange birds, our orange birds. So this time when I go to the game, which I didn't do, because remember I went to see Ohtani. He was amazing. Although he's having a little difficult stretch right now. You can't keep up what he's been doing. But I went to see him. But what I didn't do was I did not get an Orioles jersey last time. So I was just wearing a black shirt with a bird. Black shirt with a bird. This time, I think I'm going to get there early enough. I got to rep a jersey for the O's. I don't have the last one I have, it's not Ripken. Last one I have, I think, was who did I have? I couldn't even tell you.
See, I
Maybe.
have my own jersey that I've had. I bought it in
Yeah, sure.
1992, 93.
Sure.
It's that era. It's the, you know, it's the just moved into Camden Yards, white, orange, very
Yeah.
traditional, very clean look. But I must say that I have been, you know this about me. I'm on eBay
Yeah,
buying
yeah,
the
yeah.
Pacifica belt buckles, right? I started sniffing around. I have a Pastorini jersey that I wore to Costas
There
with
you
Bob
go.
Nussgaard. But Kevin Grace, my dear friend, longtime listener, wrote a book on Joe Gans. You can look that up. Boxer from the early part of the 20th century that he's always trying to get into the Hall of Fame. Kevin worked at the racetrack for years and is a horseman and works for Southwest Airlines. He brought me a gift, and he's such a sweet man. He's always giving gifts. He always sends Christmas cards and birthday cards and anniversary cards to me and my wife. He showed up at Costas with a bag on Thursday, Leonard,
Yeah.
and he said, "I've got something in the bag that I've heard you talk about on the air that you wanted and you never got. And I know you don't have this because I heard you mention it recently." And I thought, what a thoughtful, I mean, Kevin
Yeah, paying
listens, right?
attention,
He
sure.
pulls out of the bag, and I wish I had it up here. I wore it the other day. It's getting laundered right now. Had the tag on it and everything. He said, "This has been in my closet for 10 years." It was the 66 Jim Palmer giveaway with the
Wow.
66 Orioles white script with the
Yep.
black buttoning. It's the Louis Apparee. I mean, it's the Boog Powell. It's that jersey.
Yeah.
I didn't go to the game that night. I lived downtown. I think Jen was battling at that time. It was right around the time they were doing the statues. It was maybe a year
Yep,
after
yep,
that
yep.
that they did this. And I didn't go to the game that night. And I saw people walking all over the city with it. And I'm like, that's a good looking piece. I want that piece. I never got it. I never went to the internet to spend $50 or $100 to buy one. And Kevin gifted me one. It's a little big for me, you know, I mean, but it's
Still
way better
awesome.
material than I thought. You could wear it on an 85 degree day and not bake in it. And I thought,
Yep.
so I have a 66 Palmer jersey.
Cool.
So
Very
there you go.
cool.
What are you going to get
There
the
you go.
Baltimore Black thing, City
You know,
Connect, or not?
I like the Black City Connect. It's an interesting jersey, but the problem with that is it's no good for a day game.
Oh yeah, no doubt about
Way too
that.
hot for the day game. So it's got limited utility in my
Are you going to
life.
get a Henderson or a Rutschman, or are you going to get a Raskin?
Yeah,
What are you going to get?
no, I'm gonna put one of the boys. I'll pick up a Henderson or a Rutschman, one of the two. Definitely one of those two.
Which
Gotta
one?
go. I don't know. I'll have to see the
See, huh?
jersey.
Yeah.
Have to
This is
see the
going to be fun.
jersey. Gotta see the jersey and see what moves my spirit when I'm there
Do you want to
Wednesday.
be a
I'll
two or
let you
you want to
know.
be a 35?
Yeah, it's better to be a two, I think. I think it's better to be a two. What do you think? I think a one would be better. We don't have a
Well, Al
one.
Bunbury's got that.
Yeah, he's gone. He's done. Although he was around for the weekend, wasn't he? I think he was around for the
Were
weekend
you a
to be.
Messina guy or were you not a Messina guy?
It was okay. I thought he was good. Then, of course, hated him when he went to the
You don't
evil
want the
empire. What are you
35
going
then.
to do?
You're
Yeah,
harboring some grudge
that's
against the
right. So
35.
some begrudge on the Mike Mussina jersey. I'll probably go with who was two? Who had two? Come on,
J.J.
you know.
Hardy had two.
J.J. Hardy, a hell of a shortstop, man, could pick the ball. Could pick the ball. And now we've got Henderson, right? He's playing short now. Wait till Holiday. Is it
Yeah,
Holiday?
Holiday will be
He's a
there. He'll
shortstop,
be the
isn't he?
shortstop. What number is he going to wear? I hope he
He's
wears
got to
like
wear
11.
zero. Zero. Can he wear zero? Is that allowed?
I think they can wear whatever they want. I mean, the
Or is that
NFL,
only the NFL now?
the
What's
NFL's
his
about
name?
to sanction like prints, symbols.
Symbols, right? The player that used to be seven.
OBJ just has a logo on his jersey that
Right,
says
right.
OBJ.
He's got his thing. He'll have his thing. Well, we got what's his linebacker? Help me.
Roquan
Who's wearing
Smith?
Roquan Smith
Yeah.
wearing zero?
Yeah.
Now that so let's talk of Ravens for a second. That's the greatest second round draft pick you could ever make. Is
Tra
that
trading
not
for
the
him? But you have to
best?
pay for it
Traded
too.
a
You have to give him a
second round pick.
contract, though.
That's okay. They paid him. They
Okay.
paid him.
But
He's
that's
gonna
different than a
teach.
draft pick.
No, you know what I mean. I'm just saying they got rid of a second round pick to pick him up. That was golden. He's phenomenal. Zero. He's wearing zero. That's my point.
Kenny
So
Burroughs in my old Oiler days was a double zero. Remember that?
there you go. There you
Used to let
go.
guys have a little fun back then. And
Right. Now
now
you
you
don't
got
know
middle
who's playing
linebackers.
anywhere,
Patrick
though.
Queen's wearing a six. It's nuts.
Sick. Yeah, that I don't like that.
I don't
I
like
don't
it either.
like that. I like to be able to see who's on the field by the where you're playing by your jersey. I don't like this. You know, leave those. That's crazy.
It
Crazy.
weirded me out
Anyway,
in college sports when they did that. I didn't
the
like it.
Orioles are more important than the Ravens right now in Baltimore. Can you believe that? How stunning is it that the Orioles are more important right now than the Ravens?
Brennan, I'm
Preseason
just glad I
Ravens.
lived
Who's
long
talking?
enough. It took me
To
25
see
years of having
it.
this
To
thing
see it.
for this to happen. You know, dogs and
All right,
cats living together.
so who gets signed first? Who signs first? Rutschman extension or Camden Yards lease extension? What do you think?
Henderson.
Henderson.
That's what
There you
my
go.
money's on Henderson. I'll take him at
Ahead of
4-1.
Rutschman, ahead of Rutschman, ahead of the stadium.
Well, that's why I thought you were thinking Henderson jersey, because you're thinking they're going to give him the money. They're going to give him the money first or offer him the money first because he's younger.
Yes, and he doesn't play catcher.
Correct. They learned that
So
with
his
that
knees
loss.
might last a little bit longer.
Leonard, give me
Might
some
last a little bit
summertime
longer.
money advice before I let you go, because I mean, first money advice is you're going to need to save it for playoff take. I guess that was my
Save for
point.
playoffs. There you go. Next, buy good Maryland produce at a mom pa farm stand instead of
I've done a
the
lot of
grocery
that.
store.
I have
Oh
a
man,
watermelon that I picked up on the Eastern Shore on the way back. It was fantastic.
we
It was
got some
beautiful.
cantaloupe. We got some great corn. We got some beautiful, beautiful peaches.
I
Oh,
got great peaches at Wise 2 weeks ago, so I got to give Wise Market some love.
it's a fun, good thing when you can get fresh strawberries. Oh, the summer fruit is what you spend your money on in the summer.
last thing for you. I've had a lot of banks talking about 5.5%, putting money in the bank. Where are you
For savings.
What's going on with money right now? Because this is a perilous time. People are, you know.
It's a tough time to borrow. Look, if you are small business, which we talk a lot to, a lot of our clients are small business owners. It is really tough right now. Banks aren't lending. The middle size, you know, mid-sized banks, regional banks are having a hard time lending. If you are a big company, you know, we had the CHIPS Act, right? The CHIPS Act and the Inflation Reduction Act were supposed to use money, government money, to help create chips, not like us chips, but like microchips, Intel chips here in America. So we're not dependent on China. And if you think about it, what the government's done is they've said to these big tech companies, we're going to flood you full of money. You don't even have to borrow. We're going to give you money. So if you're a big company like that, man, there is money to be made because the government is just giving it to you. On the other hand, if you're a small business owner that we work with a lot of, borrowing right now is really hard. It's really tight. So as we tell our business owner clients all the time, you need to be liquid. You need to have money in reserve. These are the times when that money becomes invaluable because you can use it to create your own capital and your own opportunity, where if you go to the bank, it's tight right now. It's really tight getting money. Now, if you're a saver, it's a good thing. If you're on a fixed income right now, you might be able to get a year or two CD at 5, 5.5. That's great. You're not getting 30-year money at that. If we look at the Treasury right now, the under 5 year, the under 3 year is 5, 5.5. The 30-year is still in the threes. So this is bad because it's recessionary signs all over the economy. And it's scary for small business. It's a scary time. But if you had your reserves saved, this is the time when they may become invaluable versus what borrowing may cost, because it's pretty high. If you're looking for cars, if you're looking to buy a house, you know, we're talking 6-7% loans. Now, historically, still pretty low, but we are really used to free cheap money in the last few years, and that's not there anymore.
Leonard, I always appreciate your insights on the money side and certainly the other side of the Ravens and the Orioles keeping us very active these days. So one thing I said about my 25th anniversary, all these years into this, all of the years, I mean, 13 years where the Orioles didn't get to 70 wins. 13
right.
years, they didn't get
wow.
to 70 wins.
Wow.
They're at 70 wins in early August. So this is certainly the good days. We have
Fun.
Luke out in Owings Mills. Luke is at the ballpark this week against the Astros. Leonard will be at the ballpark on Wednesday night as well. I might get down there on Thursday afternoon myself. So we've been celebrating 25 years. Big appreciation our friends at Curio for celebrating our 25th anniversary with us and our friends at the Window Nation as well. As so we had some winners. We had a $5 winner the other day and the on our Maryland Lottery scratch-offs. We're going to be back at Greenmount Station in Hampstead on Wednesday with Chris eating a delicious crab cake. I might even get some ribs to bring home as well. He's got all sorts of wagering stuff going on up there with their sports wagering situation in Carroll County. So we'll be investigating that on Wednesday. Leonard, I'm going to investigate a crab cake with you later on in the month. We're Pappas later in the month. There's no excuse for you. That's your favorite crab cake.
$1.5 billion. What is it? Big game?
Oh, my God. It's crazy, right?
$1.5 billion. That's
if I'm not on the radio on Wednesday, you know
what? For $2. You know, if you got $2 laying around, it's, who cares? $2.
My wife always kids me that if I ever hit one of those things, I'd still do this for a living because I love doing it.
Yeah, that's okay. But you'd have $1.5 billion coming in. So that'd be all right.
Then
we could test that together. Test that together.
Then I could say what I really want to say.
There you go.
Leonard Raskin joins us here. He is Raskin Global. You can find him out at the front of Baltimore Positive as well. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking Baltimore Positive in your money.